Take a deep breath. Let it go. One more time. Let it go. We're going to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Page 312, if that helps you. We're using the Amplified today. I'm going to kind of give you the first verse as a precluding statement. Here St. Paul is talking about, he wants us to know, and he wanted the Colossians to know, how great it is my solitude for you. Now, his solicitude, for you. In how severe an inward struggle I am engaged for you. An inward struggle. And for those believers at the Laodicean, and for all who like yourselves have never seen my face, even known me personally. So does that mean he's been praying for us as well? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, there's a work involved in the believer to sometimes bypass the struggle that you know on the outside because there's an inside struggle involved. And he's declaring that he is engaged in that. But it's for these that are in that Colossian church. Now, verse 6, he says, as you have therefore received the Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your lives, and conduct yourselves in union with and conformity to him. Now, I'm using the Amplified because there's a need to get very serious on how much of Christ is in us and how little we use what we have. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in him. There's that tree. Fixed and founded in him. Being continually built up in him. Becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving. Paul is consistently reminding us that there's a beginning, there's a planting. When you see a small tree, you have to nourish it, you have to feed it, you have to take care of it. If it doesn't have enough water, you got to put some on, etc. I think sometimes we underestimate what we fill in for the neighbor, what you fill in for your brother or your sister. There's a press that's going to come upon you to intercede as you are pressed of God and you obey, the changes will happen in that person because of your obedience. Your obedience is not to be lightweight or poo-pooed away or I'm too busy. Sometimes you might be in the middle of something when he speaks to you, ask him to repeat it when you're a little bit more convenient in your timing. Sometimes he speaks to me in the midst of, because my heart is ready to receive, but my soul is still on the run. How many know what I'm talking about? So I simply say, Holy Spirit, bring it back. Bring it back, or give me a chance to write it down so I don't what?
Forget it.
Thank you. Verse 8, see to it that no one carries you off as spoil or make you yourselves captives by his so-called philosophy and intellectualism and vain deceit, idle fancies and plain nonsense, following human traditions, men's ideas of the material, rather than the spiritual world, which is what we were talking about earlier. The material world is so accustomed to dictating what we should or should not be doing. And if we wake up and say, Holy Spirit, I want to be focused on the inner man and the inner parts of my being so that I can be a gift to the realm of the spirit now. So I can be a gift to the eternal plan of God now. Eternity is in progress every day. Eternity is a part of your day every day. Amen? Amen. Ideas of the material rather than the spiritual world, just crude notions following the rudimentary and elementary teachings of the universe and disregarding the teaching of Christ the Messiah. Now, why did Jesus come? He came to what? Introduce us to the Father. The Father is a spirit. Yes? Mm-hmm. So he's introducing us to the realm of the Father, which is spiritual. The spiritual realm is responsible for everything that you and I touch, feel, and see. That's the bottom line. Yet, the older I get, the more I realize this is so temporary.
Sure is.
Okay? You look at the circumstances that were important to you 20 years ago, where are they now? Are they still important?
Nope.
Why? Because you're changed. You're not what you were yesterday.
Amen.
Amen? Now, verse 9 is quite important. For in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. If you can understand out of this particular teaching, this one statement, you're going to be changed. In Christ Jesus, the whole fullness of the deity of the Godhead continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. And you are in him. In other words, when you and I realize that we are also like Christ because he is in us, we are going to get the same results he did. When we let go of this crazy idea that we can be human only. I mean, when I started this realm and I started to walk in this realm, there is no way that I can tell you how many times that I used to fail, fall, etc., etc., and I would believe the lie of the enemy. I didn't depend on Christ. I was depending on myself. And when I depend on myself, I'm depending on a fool. Because foolish things happen to people. And foolish ideas come to people. And in case you forgot, you're a people. Look at your neighbor, say, you're a people too.
You're a people too.
Yeah. Okay. Verse 10. And you are in him, made full. Woo-hoo. And have come to fullness of life. In Christ. You too. Notice if you didn't got to put a circle on there, it would be wise to put. You too are filled with God, with the Godhead. Mm-hmm. I mean, when that truth permeates the reality of who you are, okay? I also am filled with the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And reach full spiritual stature. And he is the head of all, rule and authority of every angelic principality and power. Take that one to the bank. Take it to the bank and realize who you are. And when you realize who you are and what you have within you, nothing of this realm is going to shake you from your walk with God. Nothing. When I realize that the Godhead is alive in me by Christ, when he is fully alive and able to control me from morning till night and night to morning, there's nothing to worry about. Does that mean my soul is dead? No, but it's dying.
Amen.
Is the higher life manifesting? It is, because I'm calling on it to happen. My job is to say, okay, God, what is in my way of worshiping and taking time with you? Then whatever it is that's in my way, please remove it. And give it to him. Give it to him. So much of our day is wrapped up in silly nonsense. And you say, well, is everything in the world a silly nonsense? Well, you debate that one. You debate it. When you realize that me too, I am also filled with the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But I need to reach full spiritual stature. Verse 11, in him also I was circumcised with a circumcision not made with human hands. I added the human hands there. But in a spiritual circumcision performed by Christ, performed by the Holy Ghost, by stripping off the body of the flesh, the whole corrupt carnal nature with its passions and lusts. Now, wait a minute. You say, well, I'm not looking at somebody else's wife or husband or man or woman. No, but you might be looking at the refrigerator. You might be looking at somebody else's vehicle. You might be looking at somebody else's house. Take your eyes off of that and ask God for help.
Amen.
Because those are all things that when in due season that you need them, they'll be provided. Until then, you see, there was a testimony earlier about all these believers that believe that they've got everything under their belt in Christianity, and yet their entire focus is on flesh. What I want, when I want it, and if I only get more, I'll be happier. If I get less, I will get depressed. And they live their entire lives with that concept. They've got a wish list and they've got a demand list. They don't have a listening list. And when you begin to have a listening list of what God has prepared for you, your nature will change. Instead of having the whole list of do's and don'ts, you're going to have an awareness of how much he loves you and how much time you can rest with him in taking care of the things that you thought were important. Now close your eyes and put your right hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, this demand is too big for me.
Holy Spirit, this demand is too big for me.
But it's not too big for you.
But it's not too big for you.
Whatever I turn over to you,
whatever I turn over to you,
I can trust that you're going to do surgery.
That you're going to do surgery
inside of me.
Inside of me.
That I can't do myself.
That I can't do myself.
I've tried it.
I've tried it.
In multiples of levels.
In multiples of levels.
I tried cutting out.
I tried cutting out.
Everything that I don't like. Or what I don't think God likes. I'm changing my mind today.
I'm changing my mind today.
I'm getting the mind of Christ.
I speak the mind and thoughts of Christ.
Into my heart.
And then the ears to hear.
The eyes to see. And this heart to perceive.
How important
I am to you.
And
how much
of eternity is inside of me. inside of me.
Today.
Today.
The fullness.
The fullness.
Of the Godhead.
Of the Godhead.
Is inside my heart.
Is inside my heart.
And my brain rejects.
And my brain rejects.
Sometimes my soul kicks it out.
Sometimes my soul.
And overrules.
And overrules.
Father.
Father.
Whatever you have to do.
Whatever you have to do.
Do it.
Do it.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, you can add and add and add to that message, but the core is already there. Take it home. Reread what you've just looked at. If you need to, jot it down. You know, put it to work in your own heart. Recognize that the fullness of the Godhead is inside. It's not on the outside trying to reach something that's going to make you better or greater. You've already got it. So be at peace in your hearts. Share some love with each other. And if you have some insight that needs to be added on, I'm here and I've got ears to hear. Any additions? Blessings to you guys.
Bye-bye.
Yes? No? Okay. May the anointing of the Holy One of Israel take you home safely. May his anointing come upon you this week in a greater way to let you see the Father, Son, and Spirit inside of you having a party. Amen?
Amen. Party, party.
Yes, party, party.